The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
The shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. To God, I know it, understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
So much dynamic range, great, great stuff. Recorded back in 1970 in Boston in the USA. The band are English, though. Fleetwood Mac, of course, and probably the best version ever of Oh Well, taken originally from the album Boston Blues, but taken there off an album which came out this year called Supernatural. Two CD set of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green and the Splinter Group. Really the music of Peter Green. Lovely stuff. Opening up The Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. Mix of all sorts of things on the show this week. Some new members on the Frapper Map, some new listeners generally, which we'll get to a little bit later on. But if that was a fairly raucous and up-tempo start, let's keep the mood going, but slow it down a bit with this one from the James Cotton 35th Anniversary Jam, commemorating 35 years of great blues music from James, with some great guest stars on the album too. Here he is with a great number. This was written just after the death of John Lee Hooker. It's called Blues for the Hook.
Bye.
It feels so good. Again, so much dynamic range. Taken from the album The 35th Anniversary Jam from some years ago. Jimmy Vaughan on guitar and James Cotton, of course, on harmonica with a track written by, I think, just by James himself. And that is called Blues for the Hook. Oh, obviously with loads of influence from John Lee Hooker as well. It is the Raven and the Blues. I've been driving a lot this last 10 days and listened to a load more. I've really caught up with many of the other blues shows and This Week in Tech and This Week in Media and Mac Break Weekly and all the other programmes I listen to. It really fills your life. I hardly ever listen to any live radio now at all and heard some other great blues things. And I've almost caught up. Haven't been doing any big distances, unlike crossing Germany or driving from Decalia down to Limassol and things. I've been travelling, you know, like 15 miles from where I live to central London, which only takes 2.5 hours on a good day. When you read about Ken's congestion charge in London, that's Ken Livingston, the mayor of London, who charges us everybody who wants to drive in town pays £8, which, if you're an American listener, $15 roughly, thereabouts, just to go into town for the day. And it's supposed to have knocked all the traffic on the head. It hasn't. It's just equally as busy, but now there are far more cyclists. I do digress. Here's somebody whose name came up in conversation in a pub quite recently, and he was fun too. Unfaithfully Yours is the album. Her name is Connie Lush. I've checked, and she hasn't had a new album out for a while, which I do hope means that she's in the studio or getting close to having done. She's a great female blues singer here in the UK, regularly picks up the Best Female Blues Singer award. In fact, I think a little bit like Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes. Paul Lamb can't get the Best Harmonica Player anymore because he's won it so often, he just becomes sort of honorary. I think she may be the same as well. Anyway, from the last album from 2 or 3 years ago, Unfaithfully Yours. Here's Connie, keeping the mood going, but now taking into a smoky, well, you can't have that anymore, can you? Into a dimly lit, non-smoky nightclub. It's called You Can't Make Me Stay.
Mm-hmm. supposed to do. My time is running out with you. My time is running out with you. Time has moved on, and he's so young. Oh, but now
lovely, lovely stuff. Connie Lush, Unfaithfully Yours, and You Can't Make Me Stay. And if you go to her website, the links are on the Raven and the Blues page, you'll see some great live performances as well. She's really can belt them out on stage. But that's I was going to say that's almost untypical in a sense, but it's a great. It shows the range of her material as well. Okay, here's somebody. Actually, we'll start doing some of the emails, because otherwise it'll get like every week. I'll get to the end and realise I haven't done them. Thanks so much, Richard Shaw in Scottsdale in Arizona. You really enjoyed the interview with Scott McKeon. And you said, I'll quote verbatim, "It's good to know that the future of blues music is in such capable hands as young Scott. I was really fun hearing him speak about Stevie Ray Vaughan and making the pilgrimage to Texas with his family. My eyes actually got a bit misty because I was touched by the man's music in much the same way as Scott. I hope to meet Mr. McKeon and see him play live someday. I know that I enjoy it." Well, I'd pass that on to Scott and also to his agency. And as he did say there, sort of talk about him coming to the States and things. While we're talking about some of the email that's come in, Steve Cameron, thanks for your kind message about Carwin Jones, who I played last week. You saw him about a year ago. You didn't say where you saw him, but you did just a raving about him. And there's some great video clips as well. You're listening in Gibraltar. Actually, talking of listeners, a lot more new listeners have come on. It's funny because at the beginning of the year, I get the figures every month. At the beginning of the year, I could see the figures really rise quite dramatically through January, February, March, just about. And speaking to Tony of the Roadhouse Blues, his figures were going pretty similar as well. We were picking up a lot more listeners. And then from March, I'm not quite sure, I haven't spoken to Tony since, but from March onwards, it kind of stayed level, where I didn't get any more new listeners. It could have been I was shedding loads at one end and getting new ones at the other, but the figures were staying roughly the same until about 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden they're going up again. Now, whether it does, I've got no idea what that really means, but thanks to Andrew Dark, you're new on the Frapper map, and also David Pennell too. Just trying to work out where you guys are. Does it actually say? I think it's going to be too complex to go through the various places of where you are, but nevertheless, if you want to put your pin on the map, you'd be very welcome to do so. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page and find the Frapper map, and you can put your pin on there. Okay, having mentioned Scott McKeon, let's feature him now. Title track of the album, Can't Take No More. ¶¶ It's just so, so different to the way he sounded when he did the acoustic set here on the Houseboat on the Thames. Scott McKeon, title track of the album, Can't Take No More. It is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and as an MP3 on earbuds or PCs of your choice across the world. Thank you for choosing to listen, and if you'd like to drop me a line, it's pretty simple, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Scott McKeon was our last live guest, and I'll just click through to the calendar now and tell you that October, where are we? Who is where he's next? Ian Siegel is on the 21st of October, roughly, which is a Sunday, and that's the only day he can make it here. And so he'll be with us probably, therefore, on the show going out on the Friday afterwards. And then into November, it gets really busy after I get back from the States. We've got Tim Hain, who's coming to see me, Matt Anderson too, and then I think there's another couple, but those are both confirmed. So Tim Hain and Matt Anderson will be here in November. Lots of live guests as we get towards the end of the year. Having mentioned Tim Hain, his album as One Man Went to Mojo has been out a little while, but it's been now taken, repackaged, renamed, some of the tracks taken away, other ones added. This one stays though, from the One Man Went to Mojo to, what's his new album called? A different front cover photograph as well. It's called Blege, the new album, and it's got 12 tracks on it, and this is one of them, The Wind Cries Mary.
And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering down the street. Footprints dressed in red, yeah. And the wind whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping.
Track, I guess, not in a reggae style. You can see why he calls it Blege, blues meets reggae. Tim Hain, he's renamed his album Blege, as I say, restructured it around a bit, and that is The Wind Cried Mary. We've mentioned Tim before on quite a few occasions. When Kelly Rucker, fine, fine singer out of America, is here, she often works with Tim. I think she's still in Europe at present. And also on the album is somebody who I've worked with before. Her name is Jackie Raw, and another great, great singer as well. It's a nice album. You'll find links to it on the Raven and the Blues site. Here's somebody who was in the UK, and I really did hope to catch up and meet with her. Not so much to do a recording, although that, again, was a good concept. It was Robert Hurley in Texas who put me in touch with Mickey Brisk. Not only a great voice, but also she's a stunning-looking girl as well. I mean, one shouldn't be influenced by the looks of the person you're interviewing, but it does help. we spoke on the phone but could never get together. She was at the Half Moon Putney watching somebody else. I couldn't get there. So, yeah, these things happen. Next time she comes, we're going to do a session. This is her album, Distance and Miles. First time she's ever been played on the Raven and the Blues. She's more country than blues, if you see what I mean, but I'll give you a good example of how she sounds. Mickey Brisk, and Come Back Again.
quit. Sometimes I don't win. I've gotta know why you've come back again. Sometimes I make up, sometimes you pretend. I've gotta know why you've come back again. I've gotta know why you've come back again. There are times I forget that you've gone, and there are times I regret all that's wrong, and there are times I don't care to recall, and those times they seem to be made. Sometimes I'm too quick, sometimes you creep in. I've gotta know why you've come back again. Sometimes you're all healed, sometimes I'm in pain. I've gotta know why you've come back again. I've gotta know why you've come back again. There are times I forget that you've gone in. There are times I regret all that's wrong, and then there are times I don't care to recall it. Those times they usually remain. Sometimes I'm locked out, sometimes you break in. I've gotta know why you've come back again. Sometimes you build up and sometimes I cave in. I've gotta know why you've come back again. I've gotta know why you've come back again.
Is Mickey Brisk, 2 K's in Mickey and 1 K in Brisk, you see what I mean, and Mickey spelt with an I at the end as well. The album Distance and Miles, and that is Come Back Again. I do hope she does come back again to the UK. I think that is the basic plan, but she'll make contact long before she leaves the US and we'll set something up for doing a recording. It's funny, when I put the show together, I've got all my CDs, and as you know, I play from CD rather than burning them to disc or having a sort of a virtual record library. And the way the programme is chosen is the way that shows have been chosen over the years, probably since the 1940s, the arrival of albums, and that is, you would walk along the library rack with your head on one side, reading the sleeves and going, ooh, that's good, ooh, that's good. Well, it still applies with CDs, and that's the way that show often goes. I was down under the J's, and I suddenly saw I had 3 albums from Robert Johnson. Now, you don't have to be a huge blues person to know that Robert Johnson is one of the forerunners of the blues back in the 1930s. His recording career was remarkably short, really, in the sense of only a few years, and only something like, I should have done the research and have the page in front of me. It's about 29 tracks. That's all he ever recorded, 29 different tracks. And yet, I've got three albums with those tracks on, each of them mastered differently and tweaked differently and sold by somebody else, because, of course, he's long since been out of copyright, as well as long since been dead, too. And also, the other big thing, though, is you realise how many other people have been influenced by Robert Johnson. Peter Green, who we featured earlier on, he, together with the Splinter Group, did a complete album of Robert Johnson numbers, and many other people have done that too. And which therefore brings me neatly to this album from John Hammond, back to the 1960s. It's called At the Crossroads, and quite simply, as it says underneath on the sort of the subtitle, The Blues of Robert Johnson. John Hammond doing Robert Johnson. How many young Led Zeppelin fans thought that they'd invented You Can Squeeze My Lemon, etc., etc.? There we go. That's John Hammond, At the Crossroads, a tribute to Robert Johnson. The album reissued, of course, Vanguard Records. Came out originally on vinyl, but reissued last year, just over a year ago, on Ace Records here in the UK, and that's called Travelling Riverside Blues. I mentioned that coming up in November, we've got some more live guests. Tim Hayner is coming, but also I also mentioned the name Matt Anderson, and you might have thought, thought, I haven't heard him before on The Raven and the Blues, and you'd be quite right. Here he is making his debut. He comes from Brunswick in Nova Scotia, and he's got a great voice. His album is new, and it's called Second Time Around, and he's going to be my guest talking about his music and his influences in just over a month's time. Here he is making his debut anyway, and Leaving Blues. His debut on The Raven and the Blues. His name is Matt Anderson out of Canada, and he's going to be here in late November, and so you'll be hearing him on the show around about the 23rd, give or take a bit, if all things work out properly. And that's a track taken from his album, which has just been released here in the UK. In fact, may not even be out yet. Is there a release date? Doesn't matter. Pretty close anyway. Called Second Time Around. Right, a quick mention. We're going to Miami soon. A chance came up which I couldn't resist, and so we're going off on a filming trip to Miami for a brief time, which means the show on the 2nd of November may have to be pre-recorded. Now, I mention this because it may have to be recorded. I've gone to the Frapper map to see if there are any listeners in Miami who might be able to say, hey, there's a great blues venue. And Chris Mayo of Miami Beach is the nearest person. Now, I'm down at Key Largo. If you're listening especially on the Keys, Key Largo area or beside Homestead or anywhere south Miami, and there's a good blues club, we will try and do the show from there. That's what we'll try and do. Let's Let's play this one now by Sleepy John Estes as we go back into the roots of the blues. This one's called Who's Been Telling You Buddy Brown Blues?
When you can't get it at your mind. Then if you could find you someone to treat you loving and kind. Now you used to be sweet, but I can't name you sweet no more. Now you used to be sweet, but I can't name you sweet no more. Cause every time I come to your house, some man hanging around your door. Now I'm gonna get up in the morning and I'm gonna do like Buddy Brown. Now I'm gonna get up in the morning, I'm gonna do like Buddy Brown. Now I'm gonna eat my breakfast, baby, I believe I lay back down. Now I know my dog, and if why I hear him bark. Now I know my dog, and if why I hear him bark. My little woman, if I feel her in the dark.
Sleepy John Estes, taken from an album which has been recorded many, many years earlier, and I'll just tell you the exact date of that one, which is track 7, which was recorded in 1935, 9th of July in Chicago, and Who's Been Telling You Buddy Brown Blues. Okay, back to the ladies again, and Shamikia Copeland, this is the album Turn the Heat Up, which came out way back, 10 years ago almost, in 1998 on Alligator Records, and this is Your Mama's Talking.
Frustration.
stuff. Great, great voice. Shamika Copeland from 9 years ago, 1998. The album Turn the Heat Up and Your Mama's Talking. Okay, we have been talking about some of the people who are going to be coming to play live here. And we mentioned our next guest is Ian Siegel. He'll be with us in a couple of weeks' time. His album is Swagger. We've already featured a couple of tracks from it. Let's try this one with the great title of God Don't Like Ugly. Don't Like Ugly. I wonder what the crack was at the end. That's thought. Ian Siegel and the album Swagger. He'll be our guest in a couple of weeks' time. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. dave.raven@bfbs.com. Don't forget, if you live in South Florida, Miami Beach, South Miami Beach and all the way down, especially to Key Largo and Canova Blues venue, I can do something at before the 2nd of November. That would be great. Drop me a line to dave.raven@bfbs.com. Website bfbs.com/R&B. Let's close with David Gogo, taken from the album Skeleton Key. It's called Walking. Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.